to Chicago in the United States next and the Democratic National Convention, which will formally declare the Vice President Kamala Harris as their candidate for November's presidential election against former President Donald Trump. His predecessor, Barack Obama, and Michelle Obama gave impassioned endorsements of Kamala Harris overnight.
We do not need four more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse. America's ready for a new chapter. America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
Watching and listening in Chicago for us, our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
He had to say that Joe Biden was a wonderful fella. That was his opening remarks. He was about the only person, I have to say, during today's proceedings that went out of their way to praise Joe Biden. Again, using this line that one of the best decisions he had ever made was picking Biden as his vice president. And then the rest of it, as you might expect, was that mix of attacking Donald Trump and saying to people, hope and decent politics are the way forward in America. So that incredible brand and blend of oratory and personal charisma and intellect that Obama has, he was just holding the entire audience in the palm of his hands. He was one of those people that you just want to hear what he has to say. And when he would stop talking, the whole arena would go silent and you'd almost see them leaning forward to try and hear what this guy was going to say next. So it was a vintage Obama performance of the sort that he's given before on previous big occasions at these conventions of the Democratic Party. But this time very much in support of Kamala Harris and also in terms of putting the boot into Donald Trump.
But America can be and must be a force for good. Discouraging conflict, fighting disease, promoting human rights, protecting the planet from climate change, defending freedom, brokering peace. That's what Kamala Harris believes, and so do most Americans.
20 years now since Obama was the keynote speaker at a Democratic convention, also in Chicago. He wasn't president then or even a candidate. Any echoes of that last night?
There were, of course. I mean, this was the guy who burst onto the scene as a state senator here in Illinois. This effectively became his political home state. And he was, you know, flashbacks about hope and trying to bring decency into the world again. But again, a lot of his attacks were on Donald Trump, even using hand gestures to make insinuations about Trump and his obsession with the size of the crowds that he attracts. So the audience were loving this. They were really lapping it up. And he delivered. He was the rock star at an evening performance. I have to say the whole atmosphere that was generated in the place was very party-like. I was going to say lightweight. It wasn't. I mean, you had a lot of political heavyweights on the stage making addresses, making important points, like Bernie Sanders denouncing the war in Gaza and calling for an immediate halt to that war. But also there was an awful lot of lightness and giddiness to the place because they had a roll call vote of all the state delegates. But every state had been asked to select its own walk-up song. So it was this kind of crazy blend of American TV game show and the Eurovision Song Contest, where you had these musical interludes and then people saying Alabama awards its 34 electoral college votes to, guess who, Kamala Harris. So it was that strange and bizarre mix. And also into the bizarreness of it all, we had a couple of Republicans, people who used to actually work for Donald Trump. In one case, Stephanie Grisham, his former press secretary, coming on the stage of the Democrats convention to denounce her former boss, Donald Trump, with whom she broke over the January 6th attack on the Capitol. She was the first senior official, by her account, to resign on that day over what had happened. And the refusal, as she put it on the stage tonight, of her then boss, Melania Trump, to authorise her to tweet out And calling for a halt to the violence, saying political protest is fine, but violence not fine. She said Melania just said one word, no. So that was part of the strangeness of this evening's proceedings. But undoubtedly, the rock star element was the Obamas.
Yes, Michelle Obama also addressed the convention. What did she have to say?
Well, again, in terms of harking back, 8 years ago, she was addressing the convention, trying to respond to some of the attacks of Donald Trump on Hillary Clinton at that stage, and came out with this famous line, "When they go low, we go high." Well, today she accused Donald Trump of going small, of being small-minded and petty, obsessed with his own aggrandizement, and turning on people, calling them names, picking on individuals. So she was denigrating that and made for some quite interesting listening, and also pushed back on him, being somebody who simply couldn't handle success being attained by black people.
We know what comes next. We know folks are going to do everything they can to distort her truth. My husband and I sadly know a little something about this. For years, Donald Trump did everything in his power to try to make people fear us. See, his limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black.
The convention, Sean, also heard from Kamala Harris's husband.
Yeah, Doug Emhoff. I guess he was being introduced to the wider American audience for the first time tonight. Now, he has been quite active in her campaign over the past 4 weeks of that campaign's existence. But even prior to that, in his role, this, I guess, newfangled role of second gentleman, he'd been, you know, he'd been building up a certain amount of profile. He'd undertaken some official missions on behalf of the United States to represent the White House when neither the president or vice president or Jill Biden had been available. He'd been out doing that sort of stuff. He's a lawyer. He's an entertainment industry lawyer, so he's well able to make speeches. And tonight he came out and introduced himself through his wife and told them various stories, fairly soft-focused things, but even a few kind of touching elements of it, saying that Thursday will be their 10th wedding anniversary. And of course, Thursday is the night that Kamala Harris is going to accept the nomination of her party formally to be its presidential candidate.
America, in this election, you have to decide who to trust with your family's future. I trusted Kamala with our family's future. This Thursday will be our 10th wedding anniversary. That same night, I'll be hearing my wife, Kamala Harris, accept your nomination for President of the United States.
And that report from Washington, from Chicago, rather, by our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan. For more on the US election, take a listen to RTE States of Mind podcast with Jackie Fox and Sean on the RTE radio player or wherever you get your podcast.